Well, over recent years, farm animal rescue services have been popping up in Victoria and New South Wales. And one of the latest groups is the Heartacres Animal Haven, based in the Hawkesbury region of northwestern Sydney. Its founder is Neva Hartman, and she spoke with Nadiat El-Ghorli at a recent open day.
We moved out here in 2013 and we were originally going to build a canine rehab centre. But the people that lived here before offered to put sheep in the fridge for us. So we sort of said we'd keep them and that was it. We spent the next 3 months sitting with them, trying to get their trust and getting them used to us so we could get them shorn and get them vet checked and everything like that. Probably about 3 months later, or 3 months after that, I was vegan and just started rescuing everything. So we decided that that's what we would dedicate our place to.
What's the ethos that drives your work here?
I suppose that's what I've got on my back, isn't it, really? Yeah, that's a tagline. Say nothing, do nothing, stops nothing. So for me, it's I can't stand by and watch something happen. And I think the abhorrent cruelty we inflict on animals every day needs to stop. So starting a place like this and giving animals a chance to actually live out their lives and for people to come here and make a connection with animals that they otherwise wouldn't get to is probably the thing that drives me the most.
I'm Colleen and this is Eva. I'd read about the farm and all their really good work in saving animals that had come from factory farms or the little male calves that would otherwise be killed. So we just thought we'd come out and see the farm and support them.
I think we've got to a point where people are separated from the reality of it, that people need to come and see a real animal and see what they're eating and see where it comes from and just be more aware of what they're doing.
So the animals at Heartacres are mostly neglect cases and abuse. So we try and keep the animals that are coming here or keep room for the ones that need rehabilitating, like the horses and the donkeys and that type of thing. The calves are probably the ones we take as often as we can, purely because the dairy industry is ridiculous. And there's, you know, I think it's 450,000 bobby calves in Australia every year get slaughtered. So, you know, if we can take 2, 3, 4 or at least find them homes, you know, we're at least doing something, because standing by and watching that happen is not on. We've got animals that have come from really, really nasty, nasty abuse cases. We've got ones that are just 12 years on their own. So the horses were on their own for 12 years. We went and got them. Goats that were being fed alive to dogs, stuff like that. So every single one is different and every single one is just as important, I think.
We both haven't eaten meat other than seafood for about 10 years, but just recently I've sort of been thinking more about it, and I think a lot of what's involved in producing dairy and eggs and so on is pretty awful, so I've decided that I'm going to be vegan.
I'm Amy O'Farrell, I am 25 and I'm a primary school teacher.
So what is it about farm animals that concerns you the most?
I have a philosophy that's why love one and eat another. There's no difference between farm animals and other creatures that we have on our planet. I have been vegan for the last 2.5 years and I was vegetarian for about 3 years before that.
And what turned you from a vegetarian into a vegan?
It's funny that you ask that. A few, or about 5 and a bit years ago, there was a big rally about banned live exports. And at that time, I of course still ate meat. And I remember thinking, why am I worried about these live exports? And I'm a hypocrite eating meat. And that really changed my perspective. That's what converted me.
When people come out here on your open days, do you notice a change in them after the visit?
We have had significant changes in people because obviously everything here is vegan. Our vendors are vegan. We make sure that the people that come out here don't bring any non-vegan products with them. We've had volunteers come out here who have come out as omnivores and have left as vegans. and we've had other people that have just tried to make more conscientious choices about different things they do. So there's definitely a difference. And I think if there's anyone that comes out here that isn't changed by what they see and what they experience, then they haven't really experienced it.
Neva Hartman from Heartacres Animal Haven, speaking there with producer Nadia El-Ghorli.